Views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Over the weekend, President Putin made a national statement to the people of Russia. The statement is the signing of an agreement on the 30th of September, 2002. Russia has incorporated four territories into the Russian state. The People's Republic of Donetsk, Lugansk, Zaporozhye, and Kherson. These regions have been incorporated back into Russia. This is eastern Ukraine. We maybe don't understand the significance of this. When you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. America decided to sow to the wind. We pulled forces out of Afghanistan because Afghanistan was least important to the objectives of the New World Order in the West. It was a lesser objective than maintaining world hegemony, and to do that, the United States moved. Well, we ended our occupation of Afghanistan, left everything in place, we don't need it, and we began new operations in Ukraine. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. We made an announcement that there was the possibility Ukraine would become a NATO nation. America wanted to put short-range nuclear missiles in eastern Ukraine. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Russia's response, defensive military action against the United States CIA program in Ukraine. So, Russia, on the 22nd of September, incorporated the four territories of the Russian state. And this was, according to Russia, and internationally, this was a historic event. Millions of residents of Donbas and the Kherson and these other two regions made their choice to be with their fatherland. Their reunification with Russia was a conscious, long-awaited, hard-won, and genuinely popular decision made collectively through referendums in full compliance with international norms. By going to the polls, the people showed courage and integrity in the face of attempts to intimidate and deprive them of their rights to determine their own future, their destiny, and to deny their their future, their destiny, and to take away something very personal, namely culture, traditions, and the mother tongue, being Russian. Russian language. So this happened over the weekend. Well, actually, 22nd of September, over, geez, almost 10 days ago plus. And let's see, also, he observed that Putin observed that members of the Russian Latin American Paramilitary Conference, which took place about 3 days ago, 4 days ago, the global economic system is structured to serve the interest of the Western elite, while developing countries are forced to borrow money at exorbitant interest rates. Loan obligations for developing markets are already akin to feudal payments to landlords. Therefore, we all have to work together to change the rules of the global financial system. These rules, America's rules-based initiatives, have ended. And we'll go into more detail. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, she finally admits, she has been admitting, she was forced to admit, that the sanctions on Russian energy have failed. She states, the price cap imposed on Russian oil by the G7 countries is not working as intended. Russia's proceeds from oil and gas sales are set to soar by 30% in 2024, from $91 billion to $108.2 billion. Sanctions against Russia have failed. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You know, we push, we provoke, we prod, and it bites us. It continues to come back and bite us to our detriment, but we won't stop. It's what we do. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Okay, continuing. So when I say we, I mean not the American people. I mean the deep state. the rulers of this country. We sow, or they sow, to the wind, they reap the whirlwind. Now today, this took place, this is out of, the articles will be out of RT News and Sputnik News. President Putin moved to one of his nuclear bunkers in various parts of the country. He also has at his disposal a fleet of Doomsday 11-80 Maxdome aircraft that can act as air control center. As part of the unprecedented one-day nationwide 11-time zone nuclear war drill, which was ordered today for October 3rd, to simulate a first strike on the Russian Federation by Empire and Empire's sister cabal nations. The Security Council member, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius, he announced plans today or yesterday to send thousands of troops to the Russian border in Lithuania. He also, the announcement was joined by German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, vowing to extend the borders of the Socialist European Union into Russian Federation territory. This is really an act of war, continued war. America's new vassal, America's new great vassal nation, Germany, is on board with the United States' plan to continue to provoke Russia. It's going to fail. Russia has prophecies, and the prophecies all indicate Russia is not going to be just bogged down in Ukraine. Boris Putin, or Vladimir Putin, I was going to say Boris Johnson. Well, Johnson too was at war with Russia, but Vladimir Putin, the destiny of Russia is in the Middle East. Now, the Security Council members also, they discussed a space-based military laser weapon, which if demonstrated, one of the most likely targets would be Oxford, England, which is situated between Britain's two largest cities, London and Birmingham. So this would be a target of Russia. Well, it just so happened that yesterday there was a massive explosion. This was out of the Sun in Europe that took place in Oxford, England, at the near exact time President Putin entered one of the nuclear bunkers and Russia began an unprecedented nuclear war drill, about which was reported, quote, "This explosion in the Oxford area was called the most powerful in recent decades in Britain, and the fire itself was called a fire funnel and a cooking pot. It was a massive explosion that vaporized the power company Severn Trent Green Power, the largest producer of renewable energy from food waste in England and Wales. British officials quickly suggested a lightning strike caused the massive explosion, though no storms were occurring in Oxford. So, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind, you have laser war taking place in Maui. I heard that you had laser war taking place down in South America somewhere. And now you have this renewable Severn Trent Green Power Plant ignited, explodes. And the I saw pictures of the video. It looked like this thing was oscillating, brighter and diminish, bright, diminish, as you're watching the flames, like under a bellows. You hit it with oxygen, it flares up. You pull back to load the bellows up with oxygen once again, and it flares down, and then it flares up again. One concerned citizen managed to grab footage of the strange event and noted that the sky was pulsating. Other users online also agreed that the sky was glowing for 2 minutes before suddenly disappearing. So, boom and end. The massive explosion further crippled Britain's vital energy needs prior to the winter. It's reported, the United Kingdom has run out of weapons which can be sent to Ukraine and should encourage other countries to boost their efforts. UK media reported citing a senior military official. Then it was reported European countries no longer can give weapons to Ukraine from their stockpiles without endangering their own security. Politico reports citing a European official, we cannot keep on giving from our own stockpiles. This is what was stated, and he was speaking on condition of anonymity. So then, Matthew Miller, the State Department spokesman. He says here in this country, the United States has suspended Ukraine's security assistance initiative and foreign military finance contracting programs for Ukraine. Lies. Lies. There's so much heat right now to stop funding Ukraine that these spokespeople are going to lie to the American people saying, well, we're going to go ahead and begin to cut back funding and programs, contractors, things of this nature. No, that's the lie. I'll continue with the truth in just a second. McCarthy, Republican Party House Speaker McCarthy, he denied the existence of a secret deal on Ukraine aid between him and the Supreme Socialist leader Joe Biden. No, that's not at all true. There is no side deal with President Biden. For what? Side deals, we are going to suspend some finances. We are going to just pull back a little bit in our support for Ukraine. And there's a side deal taking place. Well, Biden declares, no, there aren't any side deals. I guarantee you there is no way we pull out of Afghanistan to trigger this event in Ukraine and then we're going to stand down. It's not the way the game is played. No, there are side deals taking place. There are star chamber deals taking place in the American government. United States Senator Mike Lee and United States Congressman Warren Davidson released their scathing open letter. Quote, Ukraine is officially America's new forever war. The imposter president, how is this going to end? It's not going to end. Ukraine is the new obsession for Washington's war hawks. There is no way that the military-industrial complex of the United States of America is going to suspend any weapons going to Ukraine. Too much money to be made. It's all about money. Also, how long is it going to take? They asked a question to Joe Biden. How long is it going to take? as long as it takes. Like the Rockefeller saying, how much is enough? Just a little more. How long is this going to take? As long as it takes. According to the reports from September's UN General Assembly meeting, the United States and G7 allies expect the war in Ukraine to continue for at least 6 to 7 years. Of course, the other implication is as much as it takes. No price tag is too high. No weapon system is off the table. All questions of risk and trade-offs, along with those who raise them, are casually dismissed. Ukraine is officially America's new endless war. American people are not really aware, they're not comprehending what is happening in Ukraine. They are believing this is just going to end overnight. When America, to maintain world hegemony, has to take action, it will take action. Any creature that is in the death throes of its America is fighting for its life. Now, I mean the military-industrial complex. They are in the death throes. The American people don't want to fund Ukraine. There's a war taking place in Washington, D.C. America, I'll go to an article in a little bit. We were the global power. We are no longer that global power. The ability for America to maintain its hegemony that we have cherished for about roughly 80 years has ended. It is over. People in Washington, D.C. realize this. The corporations of this country realize the same thing. American world hegemony is over. We are finished as a nation. We are destined for the landfill of history. This is where America is going. We are done. It is over. China and Russia have made that very clear. American world hegemony has ended. On February 4th, 2022, Russia and China in Beijing at the World Winter Games at the Olympics made an agreement. They became a partner. They became partners in a plan to destroy the American dollar. It is the American dollar is no longer what it was a year ago. 2 years ago, definitely. There are two world orders presently. Two world orders. There is no longer just a one world order. There are two world orders presently. Russia and China are the two nations that are now dictating international foreign policy. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360. KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be back after this break.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibas Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name.
Okay. And because we live in a strange world, as I finish the last segment, when you reap, when you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. The world, that this country has brought a hardship to the world like never before. The nations of the world are crippled economically, but there was a one world order. A Luciferian Illuminati one world order controlled by empire. But now there is a second world order. The second world order has now replaced what was the one world order. Now there was a China released a what they call a white paper. It's a global community of shared future, which is China's proposals and actions to reshape the international order. This has occurred. Individuals in this administration have been saying that the threat is twofold, Russia and China. But now China is the bigger threat. I'm going to read what is presented in China's white paper. The Chinese Alternative. Beijing reveals its vision for the world. And like I stated at the end of that last segment, Russia and China are the nations now that are involved in the direction that the world is going to do in foreign policy. You don't have to believe me. This administration, they know it. The nations of Europe know it. Nations internationally are very aware that foreign policy is now being conducted by Russia and China. The nations are not really in any agreement, or the only nations that are aligned with the United States of America are basically most of the European nations, the Five Eyes countries. That's it. Japan and South Korea. The other nations are no longer desiring to allow the United States to dictate foreign policy to them. Going on with this, I'm going to begin with this paper. This is a paper that was made. It's an appeal to human unity, arguing that humanity faces common challenges to its survival in the future, therefore must unite and cooperate. What China is saying is the nations, you must unite and cooperate against empire and the colonial powers of empire. The paper draws deliberate contrast to the actions of unnamed third parties, which it condemned as bloc politics, alliances, and Cold War mentality. It is quite explicitly a Chinese roadmap to its own foreign policy vision for the world, and such an alternative manifesto to American unipolarity. Unipolarity. If the U.S. is a contemporary opponent of globalization, China is its strongest advocate. While America wants to reserve its privileges and kick away the ladder developing countries can use to rise and become prosperous, China envisions openness as the only path to its own advancement and encourages other countries to join it. And the other countries are joining this new direction with Russia. Now, I'm not deceived. Don't be deceived. China has its own best interests at heart. By 2049, China wants to rule the world, to be the hegemon that America used to be. It still is. We still are. But very soon, we are going to be tossed into the landfill of history. The nations of the world realize this. The American government doesn't want to accept the thought that America has peaked. We are on the backside of our greatness. We are no longer great. We will never ever be great again. I realize that this is the Trump, this is the slogan, make America great. But we can't. We have become morally destroyed. We are morally, there are no morals in this country. China envisions openness as the only path to its own advancement, encourages other countries to join in. These two contrasting visions form a critical juncture in the world's future path, and ultimately, the rise of China will be pivotal in whether a multipolar world can succeed. The multipolar world will, for a while, succeed. The unipolar and the multipolar nations are at war with each other. Any nation in the multipolar world network, these nations are a target, a threat to American national security. They will be dealt with. this nation will deal with these nations. There is world war. You haven't seen the wars that are coming yet. World war is coming like you have never, could never comprehend. It will be the United States of America and a few other relative sister nations that are going to war with every nation that is aligning itself with Russia and China's policies. So it's the world war is against a multipolar world group of nations and a unipolar world group of nations. 80% of the world's population is going to go to war with 20% of the world's population. The global south and the Asian nations and nations in the Middle East, for the most part, going up into Russia, that is the world that is at war with the United States, Canada, the Western European nations for the most part, and Australia and New Zealand. This is the war that's going to take place. Now we'll have to continue more on you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind, and behind it, hell follows. The Bible talks about death and hell that are going to follow.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
So China, in its white paper, is saying that the rise of China will be pivotal in whether a multipolar world can succeed or the U.S. will hold on to its dominance forever. So in the black and the white, China is making it very clear to the nations, because the leaders of the nations in Europe, Vladimir Putin, they are reading what China is saying in this declaration. A multipolar world will succeed to a degree. The unipolar world is doomed for the landfill of history. United States world hegemony has ended. We American people have to accept it. We are under a judgment. We are under God's judgment as a nation. As a nation, this country, the resources of this nation, we as a nation are at war with the world. And it's going to become more evident in the days and months to come. We are at war with any nation that will not trade with the United States dollar, that will not conduct business with America and U.S. Treasury bonds, that will send goods to America. We do not want dollars. They do not want dollars. They do not want Treasury notes. They want gold. If so, if not, it's okay. 80% of the world's population will trade amongst itself. This is what will happen. The nations of the world will trade with each other. Now, China goes on to, they give the world a history lesson. The United States led Western order. For 400 years, the international system, shaped by an exclusive group of countries who have built an order designed to uphold their respective economic, commercial, technological, and military privileges. This order was built from European colonial empires, later handed over to the United States by the middle of the 20th century. It derives its power from exacerbating inequality and dominance over the states of the global South. That's South America, Central America, Africa, Southern Asia, or Eastern Asia, the southern part of Asia. And keeping access to capital conditional on ideological, military, and political subjugation. In maintaining this system, only states that have endorsed the order, such as, for example, Japan, South Korea, Western European nations, have been allowed to rise to prosperity, while states that have opposed it have been deliberately isolated from key financial and technological markets. The United States sits atop the hierarchy with a network of vassals who maintain their privileges by being part of the system. In particular, the former empires of Britain, France, Germany, and, as mentioned, Japan. But now China goes on to tell the truth. The Bible says in the book of Revelation 16 that the Asian nations, a nation out of Asia, a king nation, China, will, in the time in which we live, become very powerful and will have great influence over Asian sisters in preparation for the war that will come within this decade, Armageddon. Armageddon and this military in this country, the militaries in the other countries, realize that China is the threat presently. Russia, yes, but China is the big threat. We cannot stop the rise of China. It's too late. This administration, whether it is or is not working with the Chinese government, in a sense, is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. China, according to Revelation chapter 16, is preparing to come to the West on the Belt Road that has been Xi Jinping as president. This is his life's work, to build this Belt Road Initiative, to open the borders to the West, into Southern Asia, into Western Europe, and into the Middle East. Because this is the road that the kings of the East are going to come on. Now, here's what China says. The rise of China as an economic and technological power, which the United States once believed would be converted to its way of life, through the ideological impact of capitalism and free trade, China has posed a unique challenge to this system. It has created a new global nexus of power that has surpassed the previous big challenger to the Western, West-centric order, the Soviet Union, and is now giving a new avenue for the countries of the Global South to secure their own political and economic autonomy without having to vassalize themselves to former colonial powers. This has led an all-out campaign by the United States to try and suppress the rise of China by various means, including technological embargoes, military encirclement, escalation of tensions, and a negative publicity campaign. The U.S., the Rockefellers, they built China. This Frankenstein created a creature that the Frankenstein family, the Rockefellers, created a creature they can no longer can control. They can no longer control China. They will not control China ever again. It's too late. Nobody can control China from this point forward. Russia is, you might say, to a degree, is a barrier to China's ambitions presently, just temporarily. Very soon, Russia is going to have her war in the Middle East. And when Russia, when that war is concluded, China will be in the position to cause America to tremble. The present truth.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
What I'm presenting to you is China. This article, you can, to your search engine, a global community of shared future, China's proposals and actions. And that'll get you to the article. To reshape the international order. And it will. It has. A unipolar world versus a multipolar world. I'll conclude with one paragraph. In doing so, the United States has begun to actively dismantle the system of globalization it once built as a confident and victorious hegemon in the bid to sustain its inherent privileges and shoehorn the global power distribution back to its unipolarity. This sends a message to the global South that no country will be allowed to become wealthy or developed unless it signs up to U.S. terms and conditions. China, on the other hand, through its economic rise, is a primary benefactor, ironically enough, of one of the once open system of U.S. globalization. Thus, China's primary foreign policy strategy is not to engage head-on in the confrontational Cold War with the United States, but rather to avert its impact by keeping the global system open. This is very strategic, and this is what the United States has attempted to do: keep the global system closed. The nations trade with the United States. They don't trade with each other. A threat to America was Germany working with Russia. Russia supplying inexpensive energy, and Germany becoming the great brother nation in Europe, in Western Europe. This was verboten by Henry Kissinger. Kissinger said, no, don't allow Russia and China to partnership, and don't ever allow Russia and China to become partners either. Well, Kissinger, in his lifetime, he's up there now, he has witnessed both the United States and Germany and Russia. Yes, they did not. The United States was able to destroy that relationship by destroying the Nord Stream pipelines. But there was no Nord Stream pipelines between Russia and China that the United States could scuttle. And Russia and China became partners on the 4th of February 2022. And now these two nations are the ones that are dictating international foreign policy. This is a threat to American national security, just like Donald Trump, just like the American Christians, like the patriot movements. China understands, as seen in Europe, that the primary strategy of the United States is to incite division between countries in order to promote itself as guarantor and savior, and therefore, in turn, gain leverage over countries and profit through military-industrial complex. The Highlands Group, the group that runs and gives direction to the United States, the military-industrial complex. In this case, the United States seeks to break up the integration between countries, such as, for example, by demanding Europe cut off Russian gas, which we've discussed many times. On the other hand, China is promoting what it describes as win-win integration and openness between other countries, a multipolar world network of nations that trade with their own currencies, trade between themselves. They don't send all their goods to empire. No, they trade amongst themselves. What a strategy. American world hegemony has ended. There are two global orders. For today, Rick Rodriguez, the Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com. We'll visit tomorrow. We'll see what takes place overnight. Have a good night.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.